Hello, and welcome to the 21st episode of the Yarnings Podcast. I'm Christine, and I'll be your host. This is episode 21, Quickly. I wanted to do a quick little update before I went away on Thanksgiving, and so that's what today will be. Sit back and enjoy a little bit of Yarnings. What are you yarning today? So the biggest thing that I'm excited to share with you is I finished my Angostura vest. This is a pattern by Isolde Teague, and it's in her newest book, Little Red in the City. And I had the pleasure of going to see her at Happy Knits here in Portland. So I've been wanting to make something of hers for a while, and I had actually gotten her book before we found out she was coming to Portland. And so I was really excited to look through the book and see that I thought I had enough yarn to do this vest. And so I cast on when I went to the Yarn Harlot speaking at Powell's, and zoom, 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 worked right through it and quickly made my way through part of the back. And I decided as I was going along that I wanted to just do some adjustments. And those were going well. But I thought I might be close to running out of yarn. And so I did a little research. And of course, this was yarn I bought a while back, also at Happy Knits. And it's Madeline Tosh, the worsted weight, Tosh Merino. And the stuff that I had was before Tosh Merino came in superwash, and now it's all superwash. So I figured that there wasn't going to be any of this same yarn to be had. So I started brainstorming and trying to think of some ways that I could adapt the pattern to use multiple colors or do something. So in the meantime, I did part of the back and got up to where one skein's worth was, and did part of the front and got to the same point, just so that I would have a general idea of where I was going to be at and how much yarn I was still going to need. It was going to be really close. With the adjustments I did, it should be about how much the pattern called for. I had 4 skeins at 210 yards a skein, so it was going to come out pretty close. So, fast forward to the night of the Happy Knits lecture with Isolde, and while we were there, I looked through the Madeline Tosh Merino that they had, and sure enough, they had the same colorway. My colorway is Victorian Gothic, and it's a very black purple. The purple kind of comes away from the black at different times, and has just these cute little flashes here and there. It's very nice, very Victorian Gothic. It fits its colorway, as Madeline Tosh yarns tend to do. And so they had several skeins of the superwash version of Tosh Merino. And I decided I'm just going to get a couple skeins that will make sure that I have plenty and then I'll be safe. And if I have a little leftover, that's great. I love this colorway. I will think of something else to do. I was just having such a lovely time working on this pattern. It is so well written. And I was able to make modifications because of the wonderful things in the book, as well as the lovely lecture that she did at Happy Knits. It was an actual almost 2-hour lecture of different things that you can do to control how your knits fit you. Exactly what I wanted to hear. Just so wonderful and helpful. She explained things really well and had pictures and everything that really demonstrated what she was saying. Some of it wasn't absolutely new to me, but just hearing it again, it's one more chance to absorb it all. And it totally made me even more excited about the project I was working on. And I was so excited. She signed my book and I showed her where I was at in her pattern, and she complimented my hair, and it was just a really fun night. And I got to see some other great Portland knitters, and that's always fun. And I was there with my friends, and we had such a nice time. We even sat outside the store while we were waiting for it to open and witnessed all of the wonderful parade of hand knits as people were coming and getting closer to time, and it was really nice. So if you get a chance to see Isolde talk, whether you have to pay for it or it's a free lecture or it's a class, whatever, I would highly recommend it. She was great. So back to my Angostura, I made it all the way through the back and the front and did the different modifications I was trying to do, and I didn't need all of the yarn that I bought. That's great. I have stuff left. I think if I weigh it, it's actually not very much that I used of the superwash, but I did alternate it in so that it merged in with the other colors, and I think that's just fine. There is one darker break, but it's really not that noticeable. So I'm so pleased I've got it done, and now I'll get to wear it on my California trip for Thanksgiving, and that's gonna be really, really fun. I wore it to show my friend Leslie the other night, and it's very cute and it fits me well, and I'm so pleased. So, I'll link to my project page in the show notes. I've documented most of my modifications, but I don't have pictures up yet. I wasn't feeling at my best the other night when I put it on, and so I need to get all done up and pretty and take some real pictures. So I will do that. There's in process pictures and blocking pictures up on my page though. So that is the big thing that I worked on. I was almost monogamous with this project because I was that excited about it as I was going along. But the other thing that I did work on was a little bit of spinning. I have been since we last chatted. I started on the unwind. I guess I had was plying it last time. This is Unwind Yarn Company, owned by Dana of the Just One More Row podcast. She had some fiber in a colorway that just totally caught my eye. The colorway is abalone, and she separated it up, so Michelle Stitches, that's Michelle with one L, and I could have each half of two fibers dyed the same colorway. So it's BFL Swirl and Polworth, and then we were going to spin them and ply them together. And I finished all of my plying and washed it tonight, and it is drying in the bathroom. So it was such a nice experiment to try the two different fibers. My yarn came out, well, I guess I'll know a little better once it's dry, but I think it came out closer to a fingering weight than a DK, even though I was trying to spin it a little thicker. But it is just a two ply, and my last couple of yarns have been a three ply, so yeah, probably that probably was should be expected that it would be about a fingering. So once it dries, I'll get the wraps per inch and try and get a better gauge. I did when I wrapped it up on my Nitty Knotty, I did measure out how much each one was yardage wise, and that post-it note is not in front of me anymore. I wonder where it went. It has to be here somewhere. But it's I think about 250 yards. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it yet. I kind of have my eye on the Spatterdash mitts that were in Deep Fall Nitty this year. I'm not sure if I have enough color progressions to make it really dynamic and stunning, like those that pattern should be. But besides that, I'm not sure. I don't really have a great idea. I suppose I can make a cowl. I have never actually worn a cowl because when I take it on and off, it fluffs my hair. So I like the idea of one, but I don't know if I would actually wear it as much as I would like to. I would really like to wear this yarn somewhere that people can see because it turned out that pretty. I did have to look up what abalone was. It's a very pretty shell. And it's definitely, it matches the colors of the pictures on Wikipedia. So that was kind of cool. So let's see. That was my vest, my unwind yarn. Oh, and I cast on for a pair, the next pair of socks. I am not sure if I'm going to do the forks sock pattern after all, but it's the green yarn that I got for that pattern. I might just do something plain and simple with it, just so that I have a pair of plain and simple socks to work on. But I kind of was thinking I wanted to work with this colorway because I'll be taking it with me to the Breaking Dawn Part 1 premiere tomorrow to work on while I stand in line. I have the tickets already, but I know from experience last year, even buying the tickets online, we still had to stand there for a while to make sure we'd get real seats. So, it's just kind of fun to think about that I would be working on these socks when I was watching the movie. I know you guys could laugh, but that's okay. I do like Twilight. I am a fan. I may perhaps like some of the stories that I've read in the genre of Twilight more than the actual movies, but that's okay. I can use my imagination and enjoy those thoughts. So, I think those are all the things that have been on my spindles and my needles this week. I have plans for a bunch of yarnings while I am on my journey, and I have not planned them all out yet. So, I will be tweeting as I go along, and you can follow along if you like.
What's been cooking in Christine's kitchen?
In the kitchen, my short little quick tip for you today is don't be afraid to add something sounds unusual to you to a dish. Here's my example. I've been making this brothy soup that is basically a vegetable soup with a base of chicken broth and then adding in veggie sausage and raviolis or tortellini or whatever I can find on sale. And tonight, I added handfuls of craisins onto my soup. It matches really good because celery and cranberries are a good fit, and the cheese of the raviolis goes nicely with it, and it just gave it such a nice extra little kick, and I was so pleased that I did that. I am not afraid to add craisins to things. I have a big bag of them from Costco because I like adding them. But I do it at the end in my own bowl because Eric's not as keen on the cranberries as I am. So that's my silly tip for the week in the kitchen. Oh, and I want to thank everybody who reached out and told me their thoughts on asking for small quantities at the deli. Last time I inquired what you guys thought about that, and I had a resounding positive thoughts from everyone who replied saying, yes, that's certainly the way to go. And I appreciate people taking the time to let me know what you thought.
Here I go, geeking out again.
This is kind of geeky. As I'm working on planning my trip, I am using graph paper. I'm sure I have professed my love for graph paper in the past because I use it every week for planning my menu plan. But I'm also using it for planning my trip destinations and all of my notes and my packing lists and everything. So I have all of these pieces of graph paper on my desk that I'm trying to put together and remember all the little details that I could forget and write down all the little things that I need to remember. And that's how I've been geeking out this week.
I do so love to watch and listen.
I have been listening to a bunch more podcasts the last few weeks that I'd like to share with you, but I don't have my notes all organized for that. So instead, my media thought for you, real quick today, will be that I loved the track on Glee this week, which merged Adele's Someone Like You and Rumours. It was so perfect. If you don't watch Glee, but you just like Adele, go find the video of this track. I'll link to it in the show notes if I can find a good one. I think I saw it linked somewhere already before the episode. They did such an amazing job. These songs went so well together, and the girls that sang it, Amber Riley and Naya Rivera, sounded so amazing. And Heather Morrison in the background dancing, wow, just stunning. So I have been listening to that all day since I got it, and I was in love with it the first time I heard it, and I still am now. So I will also link to a site that I use to find songs that are on TV shows. It's called TuneFind. And it actually lists out which songs are at which parts of episodes, and a lot of people will go in and add their notes about which section the songs were, or add songs that haven't been found yet. And it's really a great resource for finding things. If I remember, or if I have my phone right there and I'm not completely enthralled in what I'm watching, I will hit one of my either Shazam or SoundHound or whichever one to ID what song's playing. But it can't always get it with background noises, the words that they're saying and stuff. So this site, TuneFind, is a great lifesaver to help me find what I've heard on the episodes. So I'll link to that in the show notes.
Have you giggled today?
I did get a chance to wear my fancy fake lashes the other day, and I got some compliments on how they made my eyes look. That was one of those things that I talked about just recently that I had been wanting to do again. I also had a chance to get my girlfriends together and have a Mary-Kay party. My sister's a Mary-Kay sales, independent sales consultant. And that was so much fun just to be pampered and have a nice time getting to see each other with fancy makeup on. I got a really pretty purple eyeliner that is the exact same color purple as my Angostura vest. So that's a total win. And I think that the nail polish that I got is very similar in color too. So I need to put that on so that I have fancy nails to match my vest. You can't go wrong with that, right?
Next time on the Yarnings podcast.
So even though this is quite a short episode, I think I'm going to call it good for tonight and get this up. It probably won't be quite as pretty as normal with all of its pictures and artwork and stuff, but it will be up and out, and you guys will get a chance to hear from me. And then I can come back after my vacation and tell you all of the exciting things that I did. So, without further ado, if you would like to read the show notes or anything else about the show, that is on the yarningspodcast.com website. You can subscribe to the podcast in your iTunes by clicking on the link in the sidebar there, and you can also visit the Ravelry group for our little podcast where we have a nice little amount of discussion. So come on by and add your voice to the comments. If you'd like to follow me around during the day, I'm KDLB, just the letters, on Twitter. And I'm Christine, with a K, on Ravelry. So until next time, that's the story.